On Thursday's front page, President Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are maneuvering over who should offer a new Mideast peace plan. The Libyan rebels are inexperienced, but that's not their only problem. We'll look at their need for equipment they can fight with, and why the government has been bombarded with suggestions for the endangered species list. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says a Republican invitation for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address Congress is spotlighting the tensions between him and President Obama. They're now in a diplomatic race over who'll be the first to lay out a new proposal for reopening the stalled Mideast peace talks. Netanyahu is reportedly worried Israel would lose ground under an Obama plan. He's been considering whether to preempt the White House with a plan of his own. The Libyan rebels are under-equipped, and that's more and more of a problem. NATO is working on a plan to help the rebels organize themselves into an effective fighting force, but Times reporter C.J. Chivers says it's going to take some doing. The rebels have weapons, but no ammunition. Some soldiers are carrying machine guns that can only be fired electronically from inside a tank. They don't have the tanks. The listing of endangered species has stalled amid a flood of requests. In the last 4 years, environmental groups have requested that more than 1,200 species be listed. Before that, requests averaged only 20 species a year. Some environmentalists say expanded listings are needed as evidence mounts that animals are dying out. Also on Thursday's page one, food companies like General Mills are rewriting the rules for reaching children in the internet age. They're using multimedia games, online quizzes, and cell phone apps to build deep ties to young consumers. Often the goal is to increase sales of sugary cereals and junk food. Thursday's page one looks at a Florida minister who has directed and starred in the Passion Play since the 1980s. Pastor Mike Graham of Wauchula, Florida, is the guiding force behind a performance that unfolds over 10 nights.
I'm 58 now. Jesus was 33. So it's taking more and more makeup as the years go by. Until I get the makeup and the beard and the costumes on, I really don't even pretend to try to feel the character. I've got to be completely transformed physically. And then all of the trappings and everything that's around, the entire cast, the way they respond to the character of Jesus really makes it possible to play that part. I'm very humbled by it. I've never felt that I could do it justice. It's an honor to do it, and it's always been a real struggle to try to display that role because it is so challenging.
That's Pastor Mike Graham of Wauchula, Florida, who plays Jesus in the annual Passion Play there. The poorest place in the U.S. is not a dusty Texas border town or an inner-city neighborhood. It's Curious Joel, about an hour from New York City. The Census Bureau says 70% of the residents are below the poverty level. About half get food stamps and one-third are on Medicaid. It's a community where ultra-Orthodox Satmar Hasidic Jews predominate. They marry young and don't use birth control, so households are the largest in the country and the median age is the lowest. Inside Thursday's Times, a long history of tsunamis in Japan is documented in stone markers in town after town. The markers carry warnings. Times correspondent Martin Fackler says some go back hundreds of years.
The stones often contain very simple instructions of what to do during a tsunami. For example, if there's a large earthquake, hit the high ground. One of the most interesting of these stones is located in a very small village of 34 people. Stone says, do not build below this point. And the stone itself sits about a mile inland. And the interesting thing is the waters actually reached about 300 feet shy of the stone. If you go beyond the stone towards the sea, it's just complete and total devastation. One of the lessons that's come out of this tsunami is the value of the old teaching that these modern concrete wave walls couldn't stop the tsunami. But this old sort of folklore teaching of if there's a big earthquake, go to high ground. It turns out that that was the most effective thing for saving lives.
Times correspondent Martin Fackler. Japan is considering banning access to the evacuation zone. The 12-mile zone was imposed in stages in the hours after the earthquake and tsunami last month. Thursday's Times looks at emotions in Egypt. There's an undercurrent of discomfort with how former President Hosni Mubarak has been treated since he was forced out. He's the only leader many Egyptians ever really knew. Some feel a touch of sympathy, but they say so only under their breaths. Afghanistan announced a plan to overhaul its scandal-plagued Kabul bank. The Afghan government is dividing the bank in two. There'll be a so-called good bank with deposits, loans, and other reliable assets. A second institution will handle millions in bad loans. Western officials say it's a step in the right direction. They're watching for the International Monetary Fund to renew its program there. That would signal to many Western donors that Afghanistan's economy is relatively sound. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig says he'll appoint someone to oversee operations of the Los Angeles Dodgers. He says he has deep concerns about how the franchise is doing. Thursday's Times says he's considering forcing the sale of the team. Selig reportedly believes owner Frank McCourt has mismanaged the Dodgers operation. Here in New York, the MTA is selling three office buildings near Grand Central Terminal. One is the transit agency's headquarters. The deal could bring in $150 million. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.